Welcome to the Speaking of Phenomenal podcast. I'm your host, Amy Boyle, internationally published photographer and entrepreneur. For the last 2 years, I've shined a light on weekly stories through the 52 Phenomenal Women Project, a social platform and community celebrating women for what makes them phenomenal right now. Spoiler alert, we don't raise our hands often enough to celebrate our unique qualities that make us all who we are. Yes, you guessed it, phenomenal. What I know for sure is sharing of our empowering stories must continue, and that is why I created the Speaking of Phenomenal podcast. Sharing the mic weekly with phenomenal women all over the world while we embrace what right now makes each of us phenomenal and therefore uplifting each other when we need it the most. Thank you for joining our community. I am so glad you're here. Speaking of phenomenal, you know who is? You are.
Hey there. Welcome, Tiffany. I'm so excited to have you on our inaugural episode in a phenomenal podcast. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I have been looking forward to this. I'm so excited.
Oh, I couldn't be more so. We have the luxury of seeing each other face to face, but all of you are hearing the fabulous voice of the background to the song that really is like, it is literally and figuratively the most perfect thing I could have ever thought of to continue with the platform of what had started with a visual diary and words, now going into people speaking and living in their own truth. And so from there, I would love for you to give our listeners an introduction to the wonderful you.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am Tiffany. I am a creative by nature. I am all things music. I am super passionate about the heart of women and children. And I use whatever gifts and talents I have, including music, to share messages that bring hope, that inspire, that empower. And I feel like this song is Woman in particular, off of the Wildflower EP. It is really, if you listen to the lyrics, my co-writer Tara Stinson, we actually wrote the entire EP together, but every single lyric, including the woman song, is extremely intentional, extremely empowering. If you listen to every single word, it's just a reminder of who you are, and it's worthy, and it's honorable, and it's equipped, and it's called, and it's confident, and it's strong. And I'm so proud of this song, and I've gotten so much feedback from women who have heard it and felt inspired by it, because maybe no one has heard that message before, that they can be all of these things. And it goes beyond your exterior. It's what you carry within. I'll use whatever creative gifts that I have, including music, to get messages that are empowering, that will inspire you to become your best self.
Music is absolutely to die for, beautiful. And
thank you.
And your voice is something I could listen to. I have the whole EP on my Spotify that I go, it's my go-to.
But yes.
You know, just in the fact that you said the lyrics go into so many things that we can be, and maybe we don't necessarily, what I've been saying through the project is, why don't we raise our hand more often to accept the compliment, to live in our space and who we are right now today, and knowing that isn't who we were yesterday and it isn't who we're going to be tomorrow. Like, this is all really cool stuff, that even when things are tough, time is temporary, right? I mean, we are moving, it's moving through us and what have you. Right. So like looking at like right now, I have the lyrics pulled up, and I'm of course the first thing I was drawn to was, it takes a village and I'm building community. I mean, I think
absolutely.
It speaks to so much, and why our relationship with all of our other female friends, our family members, our coworkers, you name it. I mean, and why we need to lean into those people as well when we need help.
I think, you know, it's really important to surround yourself around community, people who will help you thrive and call out those things. And it's there. And, you know, it's interesting, because I think, you know, even with social media, there's a lot of comparison that happens with women and a lot of division. And for me, I think it's really important to send out messages that will bring us all in together, because we're not that different from each other. We all feel, we've all went through something. We've all experienced, if we haven't already, heartbreak. We've all questioned or had to deal with rejection. There's a lot of common threads that are intertwined with us as people, as humanity. And I think if we just kind of remind ourselves of that, that it just will help us to know that we're all included in this conversation. We're all included in this time and space. And I think it helps to kind of lighten the load, because when you feel like you're by yourself and you're all alone in this, you're all alone in your thoughts, you're all alone in what you're going through, it can get heavy. So it takes those brave souls to reach out or to send a post or to send an encouraging word or something. But they're out there. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is just kind of being a light to just encourage others to do the same. Community is absolutely important, and it's out there.
Yeah, it is. And I think that it just takes that one step, like you said, even if it's a post. People don't want to be vulnerable because, you know, society might say that's weak, but that is completely the opposite. There's a reason for these emotions and feelings and why we react certain ways. But at the same time, like you said, it wouldn't be as heavy when you share the load with somebody else. And that doesn't just mean unloading on somebody. It means sharing your heart, sharing what you need and acknowledging the gifts that your greater community has to offer you as well. And just maybe sitting in the quiet and realizing that it's all around you, whether it's in a child's smile or your friend or the person at the post office, you name it, there's ways to find all these good, empowering things that are around us every day.
Also, you know, in community, I think it's important to have the right community, because you want to make sure that you are surrounded around people who are building you up, that are lifting you up, that are helping you see your strengths and not tearing you down. And it's out there. So I have a blog that I talk about safe people. And I like to talk and educate people just based off of things that I've went through to help people navigate these real life situations that we're going through. It's not filtered. It's not just the highlight reel of what we put on social media. This is me kind of being vulnerable, just fresh, bare, and exposed with things that I've went through. And it takes a lot for somebody to help people and open themselves up and say, hey, this is what I've discovered from this. And if this helps anybody feel less broken or feel less confused, then I've done something. And that to me is one of my life missions, is to help people feel less broken, whether it's through children's music, whether it's through my blog, whether it's through writing, whether it's through music, because we all have something we can offer, something, and nothing is greater than the other. It's all, we're all inclusive. It's community.
Absolutely. What's the number one thing when you think of when you're finding a new community?
I would look at the fruit in people's lives. I would look at their relationships. I would look at whatever it is that you're struggling with. You want to make sure that these people, if you're going to them for advice or wisdom, that they are thriving or they know a thing or two about it. And you can see the fruit in people's lives based off of their relationships, their choices. You just want to make sure that they're kind of walking the walk and talking the talk, if that makes sense.
It totally does. And it starts with the simple thing that you deserve the time to figure these things out and to take the time to figure them out. Like, we always make time for the things that matter. And we should put a sticky note on our mirror, women in particular, that say, you matter today.
Hi there, it's Amy. I hope you're loving our candid and fabulous conversation with Tiffany. If you haven't already discovered the 52 Phenomenal Women community, I hope you will. You can be inspired by over 100 stories from women from across the U.S. Please check it out at 52phenomenalwomen.com. That's the number 52phenomenalwomen.com. Hope to see you there soon.
So tell me a little bit more. You said you wrote everything with Tara, which, I mean, Wildflower is gorgeous. What was that collaboration like? Where did the brainchild come from?
I met Tara back in 2006 when I was signed to Aftermath, Dr. Dre's label. And ever since then, it was just a friendship. It bloomed from there. And we've been friends ever since, even after I left the record label. We continued on our friendship path, and we are both creatives. She's incredibly talented. She's an author. She's a lyricist. She can do it all. And during that time, and I'm just here. I am again being super vulnerable and transparent. But you know, the Wildfire burst from a divorce that I did not want, but it nevertheless happened. And for me, just like you said, music is so powerful. I am one of these people where I feel, and there's a lot of people out there that learn and can express themselves creatively versus, you know, just kind of speaking it out. Sometimes you feel more of a healing through song, through singing. That's kind of my process. So for me, in order to help with my healing process, I wanted to do this EP that was a reflection of my heart. So I brought it to Tara and I said, "Hey Tara," I said, "I have this idea and I'm super passionate about it. I'm all in." She was on board. She was on board with it all. And every single song was thought out. It was intentional. It has, you know, a song with a message, substance. And it was a part of my healing process. And we need that. We need outlets like that. We do.
Absolutely. Thinking about what Wildflower means now that you've given me a little bit more of a backstory, like you're blooming anyway, right? You're still reaching for the sun. Everything wild and free and beautiful and strength. And, you know.
And it's not conventional. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I think about Wildflower, it's not the conventional flower, but it's still beautiful. And it might not have went the way everybody else did. This was not the path that I had chosen for me. But I know that God can take something and make it so beautiful and give it such a beautiful message on the inside and out. And that's how I felt about Wildflower in a way I saw myself in that. I know it sounds crazy, but for me, there was a lot of healing and there's a lot of parallels between the flower. And so I decided, why don't I put the two together? Why don't I put the two together, the Wildflower and put the music together? And you're so right, Amy. It's music is so powerful. It is so powerful. It can shift a mood. It can bring things out of you that you didn't even know were there. It could spark up ideas. It could help bring healing. It's so powerful. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, because it's a huge responsibility when you are doing music, because you can influence people on another level. That's why I'm very intentional about the lyrics that that I'm singing. And that's some of the reasons why I walked away from certain record labels, is because the lyrics that they wanted me to sing was not a reflection of my heart anymore. I have grown too much and evolved so much as a woman that I said, not to say that I'm selling out. It's just, it's not me. It's not me. Yep. And I think, yeah, exactly. And it's a very empowering place to be when you decide to use your voice in a way that will enlighten. Not everybody's going to like it. Everybody kind of wants you just to go upstream like everybody else. And that's totally fine. But for me, I sleep well and there's peace in my heart. And I'm just, you know, I want to steward the gifts that God has given me well. And I believe that I do. And I hope that it inspires other people.
Oh, absolutely. So I am so excited to hear you say that, feel it, acknowledge it, and then go with your authentic music and your lyrics that work for you and like a reflection of your heart, because
we
need to start there. We can't just, all these things that have been commercially acceptable for all these years, it kind of makes you kind of hit your head against the wall and go, well, no wonder we have so far to go, because listening to these same messages, you're making that switch. And I think that's so fantastic. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's a really beautiful time to be a creative, whether you have a podcast, whether it's a song that's on your heart, because you don't need big companies anymore. You just need some passion and you need this idea and you need to just go for it. Just all in. Music and conversation in music is not one dimensional. You know, like there's so much more to music than a woman's body. There's so much more to music than drugs and being up in a club and, you know, talking about, you know, having affairs. There's so much more conversation and creativity, you know, and I just don't like to limit it. And if anything, like, I want people to walk away feeling good about themselves, not feeling like, oh, I have to do this in order to get there. I think it's important to really listen to what you're inviting into your soul and your mind. And what are you, like, setting your mind to the whole entire day? That's how, just like you said, music is so powerful. What we watch, the media has got such an influence on how we maneuver throughout the day and how we see ourselves. And I realize that. And I know that my opinion is not super popular, but think about the things that are really important, because I think we've been so busy before 2020, just hustling, just going, just, you know, get up, get your coffee, get the kids to school, get to work, but you're not really thinking, you're not really connecting with people. You said self-care and taking that time to read a book. And 2020 can teach us in a way to think about the stuff that really matters in our lives, family and connection. It might matter to, you know, something different to someone else. But for me, I realized, you know, 2020 is about connecting, about family, you know, about raising my child and being the best person that I could be, taking time out to read those books and to learn and to study and to grow and be the best human being that I can be. I don't know if I would be able to do that in any other year, because it's just, you're just, you feel like there's so much that you have to do to keep up, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And like this year, it's a way where there's an opportunity to really just rebalance things on the inside. Does that make sense?
It completely does. In fact, this podcast wouldn't be happening without the pandemic, quite honestly, because I would have kept doing what I was doing, which was through photography and travel, but also too, like, that's something I could fall back on because I know it really well, right? And now I'm doing something, as all my listeners will know, like, it's something I haven't done before, but I'm going to do it with such passion and I'm going to learn from it. But these conversations still need to be happening. If I can't go in person to do these photo shoots like I had been doing before, there's still a way to connect so that we can all feel a part of a greater thing. I keep going back to the lyrics and women because I think about it daily. But like, in case you forgot, let me remind you who you are. In case you forgot, let me remind you who I am. And I'm like, that alone, because we have more time to pause in 2020, maybe that's the biggest gift that COVID has given us all, is this time to go, I am strong. I am a mother, a sister, a friend, all these things that you are and all these things that should be celebrated, but you have a few more minutes and to kind of accept it and really just live with it and feel that warmth that can only come from yourself. And only when you give yourself that time to experience it, because we can keep ourselves so busy, right? Chasing this and the carpool and the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, but where was the mindfulness in my day? Right. And now we may be forced to more mindfulness than we've ever really wanted to. But then at the same point, look at where all this growth, it's like the perfect time to grow.
It's the perfect time to grow. It's the perfect time to open up that drawer that had all of your dreams and dust off that book and get it out. It's that perfect time to start a podcast. It's that perfect time to write a song. It's that perfect time to write a letter to someone that you haven't spoken to in years and reconnect and rekindle. Like it's the perfect time to reflect it. If you take that time, you know, it's and hold on to your peace and really take care of yourself in those dreams. There's something in 2020 where we can really just start remembering those dreams that we might have forgotten in the hustle and the bustle and ourselves too, because we're not getting this day back. We're not getting this day back. So we want to make the best of it. You know,
I agree. Oh, 1,000%. Yes, absolutely. But I think the more that we can recognize that and just show up all in,
there's grace in that, because I understand that some days are easier than others. Some days are a little tough. And I think when those tough days come, we got to feel the feels. We got to feel what we're feeling. And the only reason why I say that, and I'm not trying to say it like, you know, in a, you know, a flippant way, it's because I had to feel the feels, because I have, you know, just going through a divorce, going through a grieving process, going through having to shift a lot of things, I realized that, you know, when people say, oh, just get over it. You cannot just get over anything, anything traumatic, anything that has, you know, took away a little piece of your heart. You have to go through in order to grow into who you're supposed to be. I mean, going around it, it's just, it's always going to be there, but to go through it and to go through it, sometimes you have those bad days. And that's why it's okay to have those bad days. And it's a part of the process, and to feel the feels and those days where you wake up and it's a good day. I mean, like we said, make the best of it, make the best.
We both have had friends, and more recently than not, that have lost loved ones. And, you know, you have to sit with the grief. You can't just push it under the rug. You know, you have to, there are lessons to be learned as we go through every day, whether we're missing somebody terribly, because of distance, because of death, because of divorce, because of a lot of different things, because of acknowledging that who I was yesterday is no longer who I want to be today. And I need to be somebody else. I need to show up for me. I mean, these are such important lessons for us all. Patience. Patience is the thing. Patience and breathing. I was talking to a friend recently. It's just like, you know, patience with ourselves. Just start with, it's okay. Like you just said, it's okay to have these bad days, and they will get better, and celebrate the heck out of the high ones. Like, you know, like here we are, it's, you know, the sun is shining, all these other things are going right. Yeah, I mean, my goodness, so we could talk forever. We'll just have to do this again.
I'm sure time is flying.
So you mentioned, obviously, there's the EP, there's the blog, you alluded to a book. Tell everybody how they can learn more, find you, follow you, share the love.
Let's share the love. So you can find me at yougrowgirl.info. That's got, you know, all of the blog stuff, information about the upcoming book that's coming out 2021, top of 2021. You can also find me on Instagram, tiffany.villarreal. As far as the music goes, I'm streaming on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and I'm just, you know, out there just, you know, trying to be a light with anything that I possibly can do creatively. Like, even I've got a children's project that, you know, if you've got kids, for my children's music, it's called Tops Tots. You can find it on YouTube. It's also streaming on Spotify. It's education through music, because I realized that kids, you know, learn by hearing repetitive melody. And you, if you put something educational in there, they're going to pick it up. They're going to pick up addition. They're going to pick up phonics. They're going to pick up, you know, little things. Like, I have a song that it's one of my favorites off of that album. It's called Socks and Shoes. My son, every time he heard it, he knew we were going outside, and he would put his socks and his shoes on, and he just knew. And it's so catchy. And it's all positive content. It's something where, you know, if a mom is in the kitchen and you put on Tops Tots, you know that your kids are listening to something that's going to help them thrive. I'm all over the place.
That's wonderful. And you are definitely a light. And
thank you.
Goodness. I did go on to YouTube and watch a couple of things, and it took me back to, there was a singer-songwriter that I used to follow when my kids were little, and he wrote a song about mommy needs coffee. And it just cracked me up, because the boys would learn how to spell. And they also knew that that was me saying, you know, give me a second. This is my second year. And it was part of our routine. So I completely appreciate and understand how important that is, and what they learn, and how we can share that fun and joy and the light in the world. And you keep doing what you're doing, Tiffany. I am so impressed by you. And
I look forward
to the day where we get to meet in person. Thanks.
I appreciate how you're bringing in community. I appreciate those who want to be a part of the conversation, who want to change the conversation and make it a little more positive, make it a little more empowering. And I applaud women like you and other women that I know that are out there that are making a difference and bringing in change on the inside and out. So, and I just want to cheer any woman, any person that's doing that. Just keep doing you, keep being a light, and keep spreading good news and positivity.
I feel like we're linked like this now. So we got arm in arm, and off we go. And we can just take on all the things that might get in the way, but also just have a heck of a good time in the process, finding the joy and the smiles. And again, like photography does for me, sharing the light, and now sharing the mic. It's so important that you know, we take the time to actually hear ourselves. This is one of these other new things I'm learning from this, is we're speaking out loud, including myself. And I could always say, oh, I'm hiding behind my camera. And now I'm like, no, that voice that translated through photos is now something that we can share in a different platform for growth and for learning and for sharing of the hearts and the minds.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I am so excited to see all of the guests that you have coming on. I'm so excited about your podcast, and I'm definitely going to be listening along.
Wonderful. Well, and as everyone will know, because in the show notes, the obviously links to everything that Tiffany is working on will be in there, but as well as specifically the lyrics that I think just set the tone for this show. When Tara introduced me to the song and you over Instagram, she's like, Amy, this is the perfect thing. And it has been. And I can't wait for more and more people to hear it. And now with the backstory, take it to heart and also find out what their wildflower is. Where are they growing and what are they doing with all their gifts that they have? So thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate you.
Be sure to subscribe now, as well as follow along at Speaking of Phenomenal on Instagram and 52phenomenalwomen.com. That's the number 52phenomenalwomen.com. See you soon.